There is a sound a great hall makes when it is empty of voices, but not empty of purpose. Stone remembers every footstep. Paper remembers every hand. My name is Valoran Ashward. I serve as the archivist of Erithar, keeper of its records, steward of its catalogs, and the one held responsible when a page is misplaced and a century becomes harder to find. This is not a performance. This is a record. The archive is the largest structure I have ever lived in. Some call it a building, others call it a monument. To me, it is a living instrument, one that measures time by ink and careful breath. There are shelves here that no one alive remembers being built. There are corridors where the lamps burn with a steady patience, as if they were instructed centuries ago and have never been told to stop. We house treaties and travel logs, census ledgers and field sketches, temple rubbings, court proceedings, merchant routes, old prayers written in languages no one speaks aloud anymore. We do not keep these things because they are beautiful, though many are. We keep them because forgetting has a cost. I do not keep the archive alone. Beneath me works a staff of archivists, copyists, binders, translators, restorers, and catalogers. Some arrived young and never left. Some come and go with the seasons, carrying dust on their sleeves from permitted ruins and approved dig sites. Their work is quiet, intentional. We do not rush. We do not guess. We do not write what we wish had happened. If a line is unclear, we mark it as unclear. If a record contradicts another, we preserve both. If a gap exists, we note the gap and we leave it where it is. Because an archive, if it is honest, is never complete. It is only as complete as the world allows it to be. My life has been shaped by this place. I wake to the lamps and the smell of old vellum. I spend mornings reviewing new acquisitions, most often small things, fragments of stone rubbings, charred scraps rescued from collapsed outer libraries, letters found folded into the seams of old coats. Afternoons are for the living record, training junior archivists, revising indexes, resolving disputes over dates and names that never quite agree with one another. Evenings are mine, in the narrow sense that any evening belongs to someone who still has work unfinished. I read, I annotate, I file, and when the hall goes quiet enough, I sometimes walk the highest gallery and look down at the rows of shelves like a city of paper, orderly, patient, and extremely vulnerable. I have not traveled far, not because I lack curiosity. Curiosity is the only reason anyone survives long in this work, but because Erithar has its boundaries, and those boundaries are treated as weather, present, unquestioned, and not subject to persuasion. There are regions we inhabit freely, roads maintained by ordinary hands, settlements where trade continues and children learn their letters, ruins that have been declared safe, mapped, and permitted for study. And there are places we do not enter. The temples of the long world past, the deep ruins beneath the old cities, the sites that appear in our oldest indexes only as names, sometimes without dates, sometimes without description, sometimes without any mention beyond a single line that reads, "Restricted." No one living remembers when those restrictions began. Remembering is not required. Obedience has proven sufficient. The dragons rule Erithar, as they always have. Their council maintains order and grants permissions. Most citizens of the inhabited regions never see a dragon outside of ceremony, and many never see one at all. That distance is considered proper. There are those who speak of dragons with reverence. There are those who speak of them with unease. Most speak of them the way one speaks of mountains, with acceptance and the understanding that no argument changes stone. We are taught that Erithar endured a great fracture long ago, that the world nearly broke, that safety was preserved through restriction, and restriction preserved through tradition. I have repeated those sentences often enough that they feel like furniture, present, useful, and rarely examined. Still, There are patterns an archivist cannot unsee. There are centuries in our catalog that are thin in a way time alone does not explain. Years that should have produced thousands of ordinary records and produced instead a handful of controlled summaries. Cities that appear suddenly in accounts, as if they rose overnight, then vanish from the record with no mention of famine, war, plague, or evacuation. There are places named in trade routes that no traveler has visited in living memory. There are references to festivals, to universities, to shared civic halls, structures too large for the populations we are taught ever inhabited Erithar. When I was younger, I assumed these were errors. When I grew older, I learned that errors have fingerprints, and these gaps do not feel accidental. We do not say this aloud in the archive, not because we fear punishment. Fear is a blunt tool, and the archive has never been run on blunt tools. We do not say it aloud because speculation spreads faster than proof, and proof is what we are sworn to serve. There is another thing. If you ask anyone in the inhabited regions why they do not travel deeper into Erithar, they will not cite law, they will not cite dragons, they will not cite stories. They will pause, and then they will say something like, "I don't know, I just don't," as if the body recalls something the mind was never given permission to keep. I have heard seasoned diggers refuse a path they have walked before, only to swear afterward that they have never been there. I have watched trained surveyors misplace their own measurements when their work edges too close to the old boundaries, and I have felt it myself. A quiet resistance. Not terror, not panic. Something simpler and older, like standing at the edge of deep water and realizing you do not wish to swim. At the time of this record, my work is still what it has always been, to catalog what endures, to preserve what can be preserved, and to ensure that Erithar's history remains coherent enough to be useful. I do not yet know what I will be asked to carry. I believe, as I have always believed, that the record is the safest place for truth, and that if something has been lost, it was lost for a reason. This is Record 1, filed under Normalcy. The archive hall remains lit.